I'm in Letterkenny today primarily to meet the staff and the workers and the volunteers in the Letterkenny Youth Diversion Project. Now at this stage there's 94 youth diversion projects across Ireland and we have a nationwide coverage. But I think it's just really important for me as a minister with delegated responsibility for youth diversion, just appointed at the end of May, to meet every project across Ireland, just to get a real sense of, you know, the clients on the ground and meet the staff, hear the issues they're facing and try and get a sense of what we can do better. In the next few months, Greg, we're going to be launching a new strategy for youth diversion. And I really want to have, you know, the information so I can have a practical input into what we need. You know yourself in terms of the awful tragedy that happened in the roads yesterday.
Well, that's what I was going to say to you. And I do recognise, yeah, of course, Minister, that at this stage you're out there, familiarising yourself as much as you would want to. I know you're not coming in with your eyes closed, don't get me wrong, but with the whole space. And you can't be getting on the ground, can you? But I do think that this sort of part of your portfolio is critical. When we move forward in many different directions to try and avert, young people, feeling left behind in society, and then of course also young people getting involved in criminality, and then eventually those awful scenes we've seen. There is a role here, an intervention role, rehabilitation role, and I don't think we want to throw the baby out with the bathwater either. We have to do it all, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And just while we're discussing that awful tragic accident, I just want to convey my sympathies to the family travelling to a wedding in the United Kingdom. To think about, you'd be getting in a car excited about going to a wedding, and for this to happen to them and their family members, it's,
I can only
just
imagine the moments.
It's just awful. I think the whole country are really, in mourning over this. Mm. Obviously, there's also been a loss of 5 young lives that we have to think about as well. But we can't sort of, sanitise this. Driving down a motorway the wrong way is, you're turning a vehicle into a lethal weapon. And we have to look at how we address that. And I think the minister is doing that. There's talk of a standalone offence of driving a car lethally with intent. And also further legislative provision to support Gardaí with their pursuit training so that they have more protections in terms of decisions they make. And I was listening to a member of the Garda Síochána, I think Brendan was on before me, and he gave some really interesting anecdotes and testimony about the feelings from the GRA in relation to this and their calls. And we have a new commissioner, and he seems to be doing, really, he's got an awful
because
good
often,
start.
You get representative association, you get the media, and you get the minister, or in your situation, Minister for State. And there's this sort of given that we're all pulling in different directions or scoring points or, the GRA's. It's not that. We are all of the same broader Irish community, and we all want to see an end to this, and however we get there and what we have to do to cooperate and collaborate or listen to each other, that's what we have to do. This is a societal issue.
And unfortunately, this tragic incident, I believe, we're at that. I do believe we're at it, and I think the minister and the commissioner and the GRA at this point in time are very much singing from the same hymn sheet when it comes to trying to tackle this. And as Brendan said, it has to be tackled in a multi-departmental way. It's not just about guard resources, it's about transport, road safety, it's about education, it's about my little part of youth diversion. It's about social media companies playing their part.
Well, that is something that needs to be done today or tomorrow. I was saying a little earlier on, Minister, I don't like to talk about something that I haven't looked into. I searched one video of this type of behaviour. Now, I'm talking about stealing cars, purposely trying to evade Gardaí. Watch that video for 10, 15, 20 seconds, and every second video now on TikTok are these instances, either trying to evade Gardaí in scramblers, in cars, hotwiring cars, and the way the algorithm worked, TikTok believed I was interested in it and just kept feeding me these videos. Now, say I'm an impressionable 13-year-old, thousands of likes on these videos, hundreds of comments, get in there, lad, go on, lad, fair play to you, lad. That Spotify can, not Spotify, sorry, TikTok can stop that today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know,
you know, whatever we're doing, that that's the first protocol, because that's actionable right now.
Yeah, and I absolutely agree with you. And I have discussed this with the Minister O'Callaghan, and I understand the Gardaí have already been on to Commissioner Naman, and Commissioner Naman are the state agency responsible for interacting with social media platforms. So they would know the right designated person to talk to within the different social media platforms. And we know at the moment that the social media platforms are in breach of their code of conduct. There's already a code which stipulates that you cannot glorify or amplify criminal and dangerous activity. And they're doing that with impunity at the moment. And it's, you know, it can't be stood for. And I do know that it's obviously not a Department of Justice matter. It falls under the Department of Communications. But I do know the Gardaí have been in contact with Commissioner Naman. And I also noted that there are various accounts have been suspended of these young people. But it's frightening. It seems like they think they're in a game.
But you see, the thing, though, the way the algorithm works, Minister, is, and as I understand it's a different department, but they can, a new account can pop up. And because of the way the algorithm works, that instantly gets traction.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, I have to build up a new account and blah, blah. You suspend that account, you start a new one, and instantly TikTok's pushing that content and it's back up to the thousands of likes. But as you say, it's multifaceted, and I think everyone needs to be pulling in the same direction. Just returning, though, to the work of youth diversion projects, the one thing we don't possibly see enough of is the positive output from them. You know, young people that had their lives turned around have went on to be, you know, perhaps team leaders themselves, gone on to have very productive lives. You know, that's would be interesting to get more of those stories, because it's happening, and it's kind of happening underground to some extent.
Yeah,
but I'd say there's fantastic work.
You're absolutely correct, because when I last visited, I was in the Tipperary YDP, and I got to meet some of their ambassadors. So they have like mentoring projects within the YDPs, which are really heartening, where you have young girls and young men going on to do fantastic things, go on and complete third level education, and they're bringing up younger people in the town, and they're fair juice them. They're staying involved with the Youth Diversion Project to act as mentors, and it's really heartening to see that. But we do know that youth diversion works. We know that we're seeing a huge increase in the population cohort between 12 and 17, but the amount of people who are engaging with the Gardaí Síochána is staying the same. And that is very much due to the youth diversion projects that have had a huge impact along with government funding. But what we want to do now, we need to double down, and we need to look at early intervention. And we talk about early intervention across the sphere. We talk about early intervention when it comes to disability services. We talk about intervention when it comes to, you know, education,
health.
It works. That's why it works. So what we're seeing in some of these targeted YDPs is we're seeing on-the-ground workers targeting families. So it might be the case that like an older brother or sibling or parent might have been involved in criminality. So they're targeting the children and just bringing them into the youth diversion family. And it's really having a great impact. Because you don't want to, it's too late when they're already embedded in crime as teenagers. You need to get them between, you know, from the ages of 8 until, you know, and direct them away from the path of crime. And that takes resources, and it takes committed individuals, which we have on the ground. So I'm going to meet the staff in the Letterkenny YDP today. And I have no doubt that the work they're doing on the ground is, you know, fantastic. But it's not to say, as your previous speaker said, that you do have a similar issue. He was explaining in Donegal, especially in relation to young men, you know, racing on the roads. And he gave the example of skid marks, or, you know,
donuts
on the beach, or donuts on the road. So there is there's work to do here. So the idea that youth diversion is not impactful is wrong. We need to continue and double down on our work when it comes to youth diversion.
Yeah, and I don't think we wouldn't. I'm saying this, and it's not popular, but we don't want to be blinded by condemnation either. Too, we need to strike now whilst there is a conversation and figure out what we can do as a society, as a government, as a police force, to try and prevent this stuff happening going forward, whatever it might be. Because I said earlier on last week, I think we have community guard information coming up after you now, you know, 6 cars stolen, and they're not being stolen for the shopping run. I'm not being facetious, but, you know, it's only a matter of time, and this can happen in any community. So that's good. It's nice also. I think it's a great boost for these projects to actually see a minister come up. Because you can demonstrate what you're doing, and you can speak to you directly about where there might be gaps, or where funding, a small bit of funding, might be able to make a big difference. So you can't beat that close-up contact. I know you've done an awful lot of work too on the very important Cancer Survivors Bill, the Right to Be Forgotten Bill. This is something we've talked about extensively on this program, as you know. People feel they have their lives back effectively and looking forward to the future, but unfortunately we're being disadvantaged. Is that in force now?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of my biggest.
The one you're most proud of. Well,
you took the words out of my mouth.
No shame in that game.
No, absolutely. It's something I was working on since 2022. I think I may have been on this show.
I think you were.
Yeah, in relation to it. And thanks to, I suppose, media outlets like yourself who promoted it and kept it on the agenda. Because without everyone working, you know, in the same direction, these things don't happen, because you need the pressure from the media, you know, to see them come to fruition. So I was very fortunate then to... it was obviously, my bill was taken on as government business during the life of this doll. And when I was appointed as a minister, I was fortunate enough to be able to cover the Department of Finance on the day that was finally passed through the Senate. So it was a big day, you know, personally, but ultimately for all the cancer survivors and everyone involved in getting it across the line. And it was signed ultimately by Catherine Connolly into law. So well done to everyone involved.
I know you've a busy day. I shan't hold you any further. Minister Catherine Arda, Minister of State at the Department of Justice, Home Affairs and Migration. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.